Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Shkalim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Rabban made a takana that any saliva that you don't know where it came from, we just discussed as a Mishnah Aleph, you have to assume is Tameh. So they also said that any kalim that you find could be assumed to be Tameh as well, but they did not make that gzeira or takana of Tumah in Yerushalayim. Well, what if, are there any exceptions to that rule? So again, the rule is, if you find random kalim, you assume it's Tameh, but you find random kalim in Yerushalayim, you assume that they're Tameh. So, kala kelim and some Yerushalayim derech yirid lebeis hatvila. If you find it on the path down toward the mikveh, where people would bring kelim to the mikveh to be metahir them tamein. So, if it's on the path down toward the mikveh, so you assume they've been dropped before they ever made it into the mikveh, and therefore they're assumed to be tamein. Derech aliyah, but if you find them on the path out, I guess it was all a one-way street. If you find it on the path out of the mikveh, then tahorin, then they're assumed to be tahor because you assume they already went to the mikveh. And that's because the same path that would be used to go down to the mikveh was not the same path that they used to come up after the mikveh, after something was already toveled. They had one path for things going down, another path for things going up. So, but if you find kalim anywhere else in Yerushalayim, you assume that they're tahar because the gzeira midrabanan that all found kalim are assumed to be tamei didn't apply in Yerushalayim. Divrei Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kulan tahorin. Any kalim found in Yerushalayim is presumed tahar, even if you found it on the way down to the mikveh, chutz min asal v'magreifa v'mirtza miyuchadim l'kvaros, except for a basket, a rake, a spade, that are meant for digging graves and other such things. So the basket, they would transport the bones, and the rake was collecting the bones, and if the bones were scattered, and the spade was for digging graves, so that those kinds of kelim you have to assume are tameh, but other kelim you do not assume are tameh. So it's interesting. Even though kelim found on the path going down toward the mikveh, you would imagine should be tameh. It's possible that a guy was carrying a bunch of kelim. Let's say a guy's carrying 10 different kelim with him. Three of them needed to be brought to the mikveh, but he's just schlepping his whole bag of kelim with him. So it could be that even on the way down to the mikveh, those kelim are really the tahor kelim that he dropped. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Now Mishnah Gimel. So we said that the rule that you assume that any kelim that you find are tameh is outside Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim you assume it's tahor. But that's only if you want to use the kelim for non-kachim use. But when it comes to kachim purposes, you have to assume that even kelim found in Yerushalayim are tameh. So is that an ironclad rule? So sakin shenimtzeis parba asar. If you find a shechita knife on Yud Daled Nisan, the day that everyone brings their Korban Pesach, and you don't know if it's tameh or tahor, shochet pamiyad. You can shecht right away with it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to tovel it, because that knife was probably dropped by someone who was planning on using it to shecht their Korban Pesach. So you could assume that it had been that it's tahor. Bishlosha asar, but if you find it on the day before Erev Pesach, so it could be that the owner of that knife was planning on using it for Korban Pesach and had already toveled it, but shona matvil, then you're going to have to tovel again, because it's possible that he was planning on toveling it, but he had not yet had a chance to tovel it. Now, the kofetz, but let's say the knife is not a shechita knife, it's a meat cleaver, where they would use it for chopping big pieces of meat and bones. Bein bezeh, shona matvil. Then, even if it's Erev Pesach, you have to tovel it again before using it for any kachim, because you're not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. So obviously, if they had a cleaver, they weren't planning on using it for Korban Pesach. There are psukim that tell us, etzem lo sish bruvo, you're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Now, you can't assume that it was being prepared to be used on Erev Pesach. But there are other korbanos that are brought on the first day of Pesach, so maybe it was used for that. But Mehechi tasted that they would have toveled it already and been metarid already on Erev Pesach. Now, there are sometimes that a meat cleaver is treated just like a knife. Chal arba asodios b'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you find a meat cleaver on that Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, shochet pamiyad, then you could use it right away, because a cleaver will be, you're going to need a cleaver for the Korban Chagiga that's going to be brought on Sunday, and you're not allowed to tovel kelim on Shabbos, so everything everything would have had to have been taken care of already before Shabbos. B'chamisha asur shochet b'miyad. And if you find a meat cleaver on the 15th day of Nisan, on the first day of Pesach, you could shecht with it right away, because by then you're going to need a meat cleaver for your korban chagiga, for other korbanos. And another case, a case where you could assume even a meat cleaver is tahar. Nim says k'shura l'sakin harezo k'sakin. If you find it tied up together with the knife, so then you could assume it has the same status as the knife. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Beis we learned that any kalim that you find in Yerushalayim on the way down to the mikveh is tameh, on the way up from the mikveh is tahar. Anywhere else in Yerushalayim you assume it's tahar. That's from Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi's Shita is even on the way down to the mikveh you assume it's tahar. The only kalim you don't assume are tahar are kalim that are meant literally in burying dead people. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you find a shechita knife on Erev Pesach, you could assume it's tahar, but the day before Erev Pesach, you cannot assume it's tahar. If you find a meat cleaver that chops bones on either the 13th day of Nisan or Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisan, you cannot assume it is tahar. But if Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, so then even the meat cleaver can be assumed to be tahar when you find it on Erev Pesach, because you're going to need it on the first day of Pesach, and you're not allowed to tovel it on Shabbos. And the same is true if you find it on the first day of Pesach, on Chamisha Asar, or if you find it attached to a knife. So again, there are three cases where you can assume even a meat cleaver is tahar, and that is if you find it on Erev Pesach Shchal B'Shabbos, if you find it on Chamisha Asar, or if you find it tied up to a knife. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perichas, Mishnah Dalid.